Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Getting an inadequate amount of sleep can make you short-tempered and depressed. Sleep deprivation can bring on a host of adverse health effects. Research has suggested that a lack of sleep is linked to diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, heart disease, and even may shorten life expectancy. Sleep-deprived men and women also can create a serious public safety hazard. A sleepy surgeon easily can make an error in judgment that gravely injures or even kills a patient, while a tired driver poses a threat to everyone on the road. 20% of motor vehicle accidents can be attributed to drowsy driving in the U.S. Despite the many advances in sleep technology, we are sleeping less and less well than ever before. One study finds that more than 50 million Americans are thought to suffer from some form of sleeping disorder. While sleep aids have a long list of potential side effects, from rebound insomnia when you stop using them to chemical dependency, they are being employed in record numbers. 4% of the adult population, nearly 9 million Americans, are taking a sleeping pill at bedtime. The average American spends 6.8 hours sleeping each night, a decline from the average of 8 hours they got in the 1940s. So, what can we really do to get a better night's rest? One of the easiest ways to improve the quality and quantity of sleep is to turn off all technology an hour before bedtime. This idea may seem shocking. It certainly is no easy task saying goodbye to our beloved electronics for an hour. Research suggests that the blue light emitted from devices such as televisions, tablets, and smartphones can have a negative effect on our ability to fall asleep and how long we actually stay asleep. Listen again. Getting an inadequate amount of sleep can make you short-tempered and depressed. Sleep deprivation can bring on a host of adverse health effects. Research has suggested that a lack of sleep is linked to diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, heart disease, and even may shorten life expectancy. Sleep-deprived men and women also can create a serious public safety hazard. A sleepy surgeon easily can make an error in judgment that gravely injures or even kills a patient, while a tired driver poses a threat to everyone on the road. 20% of motor vehicle accidents can be attributed to drowsy driving in the U.S. Despite the many advances in sleep technology, we are sleeping less and less well than ever before. One study finds that more than 50 million Americans are thought to suffer from some form of sleeping disorder. While sleep aids have a long list of potential side effects, from rebound insomnia when you stop using them to chemical dependency, they are being employed in record numbers. 4% of the adult population, nearly 9 million Americans, are taking a sleeping pill at bedtime. The average American spends 6.8 hours sleeping each night, a decline from the average of 8 hours they got in the 1940s. So, what can we really do to get a better night's rest? One of the easiest ways to improve the quality and quantity of sleep is to turn off all technology an hour before bedtime. This idea may seem shocking. It certainly is no easy task saying goodbye to our beloved electronics for an hour. Research suggests that the blue light emitted from devices such as televisions, tablets, and smartphones can have a negative effect on our ability to fall asleep and how long we actually stay asleep.